right, it is 10:02. Let's get started. So I think I have a really good topic today. You might want to lean in on this one and just let it soak in. So the title is God's Love Changes Everything. Our verse is Jeremiah 31:3, and the verse is, I love you with an everlasting love. So nothing you've ever done or will ever do can stop God from loving you. God said in Jeremiah 31:3, I love you with an everlasting love. What does everlasting mean? It means forever. You can't make God stop loving you. Think about that for a moment. There's nothing you can do to keep God from loving you. That doesn't mean that he won't discipline you or there won't be consequences for your actions. But it means that you cannot make him stop loving you. He will love you forever. His love is not based on what you do. It is based on who he is. The only reason you're alive is because God made you to love you. That's why God sent his son Jesus. John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's love. God wants you to know his love. Even more, he wants you to feel his love. God's love will transform you when you feel it. It turns somebody who is hateful into a kind, gentle, and loving person. When God's love hits your heart, it changes you. If your life hasn't changed, then you don't know God. You can't have somebody as big as God come into your life and not be changed by it. When God's love comes into your life, it changes how you react to everyone else. When you truly understand and experience the love of God, you can't help but pass it on to others. In fact, Jesus described it like this, I give you a new command, love one another just as I have loved you. You must also love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. But it starts with God's love for us. The most amazing conversion in the Bible is a guy named Saul, who was a religious extremist that killed Christians. One day, on his way to Damascus, where he was going to Damascus to hunt Christians, he encountered the resurrected Jesus. Jesus said to Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul fell to his knees and said, my Lord and my God. The man who had once been a religious extremist became the apostle of love. Saul, now known as Paul, wrote most of the New Testament, including some of the most beautiful words on love ever written in 1 Corinthians 13. The everlasting, completely free love of God will do that. It changes lives. I think the question is, has it changed yours? And I think the most real-world example we can show of God's love that we can see, that we can experience, is for those of you that are parents and the love that you have for your kids. You know, your kids might do something wrong and disappoint you, but you still love them. You love them no matter what they do. Even though you have to discipline them, you have to deal with when they do stuff wrong. It's no different than God dealing with us. We disappoint him all the time, and there's consequences for our actions. But he still loves us no matter what, just like we love our kids. So, again, the question is, has God's love changed you? Let us pray. God, we're so thankful for your unconditional love. God, I pray you work in each one of our hearts so that we can love others. And there's people that are easy to love, and there's people that are difficult to love. Help us with those that are difficult to love, God. Help us to soften our heart and to love those that you want us to love, which is everybody. God, just work on our hearts today. I pray, God, I'm so thankful for this call. I pray that you guide us and lead us in all we do. We're so thankful for this day and your many blessings. Just pray that we see you in everything, and God, that we live our lives in a way that brings you all the glory and makes you proud. Again, thank you for letting us be together for this time. Just pray you guide us and lead us in all we do. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, hey, everybody, we got Bobby Joyner with us tomorrow. Join in then. And then after tomorrow, we will go to Wednesdays only. So looking forward to tomorrow and all that Bobby has for us. And hope you have a great day.